like, finally had a break on the air conditioner, which makes my car really loud. I don't know why, but I'm heading back to campus. One more final. And then I'm going to go out to dinner to celebrate and go home. So that'll be fun. I'm going to try to find the same spot I was parked at yesterday. Oh yeah, there's cops there. Realized I wasn't talking. I guess it was all in my head. Everything I was saying, because I was thinking a bunch of stuff, but it was in my head. So I'm sorry about that. Let's see. I think I can go. Don't just walk out there on the thing. I'll be so mad. Oh! This isn't... I'm on the wrong street. They put in this new thing over here. And it goes to the new dorms. And I did not want this one. Damn it. Yeah, so... this college is growing. They built a whole new dorm section. It's really nice. I would live in there if I could. Okay, let me go back around. That's the one thing, you know, college life is really nice if you're able to enjoy it while you're young. They have a gym. I mean, you know, one admission, you got free access to the gym, the pool, the library, everything you need to succeed. So that there's really no excuses, you know. And if you're lucky to live on campus, just to make it easier on you. Well, I guess people who come from far away. But, then it's really nice. Okay, well, at least I'm going to go back and get my real spot. Because I got to get my spot with the trees. The tree that doesn't have... were you going to wait? Okay. The tree that doesn't have the bees on it. Because the tree with the bees suck. All right. I gotta be careful because I know that cop is sitting right there. And he better not harass me for parking under a tree. Because this is America. And I don't think there's a freaking law that says to come at me when I'm sitting in a tree. I remember when I was younger. When I was younger and we used to, like, try to go eat lunch somewhere. Oh, I should have went over there. We would try to eat lunch somewhere, you know, after high school and stuff. And no matter where we parked, a cop would come and question us, like, every single time. And they think about it now. I think that kind of activity was illegal. Because if you're parked, they shouldn't come up to you and ask you anything because you're parked. You know, you're just parking somewhere. And I still remember this one time, this cop, he thought I was on drugs. And the guy I was with, he's like, no, she's just like that. And so he, like, he like checked my tongue. He was making me do all these tests, and I couldn't stop giggling because I was like, what the hell, you know? What do you want him to check my tongue for? And he kept saying, well, I'm going to find it. And the guy with me is like, no, sir, I'm trying to tell you, this is how she is. She's just like this. And I don't know what I was doing, but I guess I was hyper. Oh, shit, I just spilt it on my boobs. What the hell? I just spilled my iced coffee. Yeah, so it was funny, you know, and he goes, you know, before the cop came, he's like, if the cop stops us, just tell him we're playing cards. I go, what? And he pulls out this deck of cards. He goes, here, just tell him we're playing cards. And I was like, okay. So I told him, I go, oh, we're playing cards. And then he's like, what are you guys playing? And all I said, all I know is gin rummy or whatever. And then the other guy said something else. Two different answers. So he started questioning us. And thought we had drugs or something like that. I was like, but, sorry, I got some food again. But it was so weird because every single person I parked with, we got stopped by cops. Like, now that I think about it, like, everybody. It didn't matter who I was with. We got stopped. Isn't that, like, a form of harassment? Like, a boyfriend and girlfriend can't just be parked at a park. Like, why are they harassing? They always wanted to see my ID and stuff, and I never had ID on me. And one guy was like, just tell him you're my sister. I was like, what the hell? It was stupid. It was so stupid. We just come up with these things. And one time I was with my two friends, because I had these two male friends. And we were parked too. I don't know what. I think we were ditching. I'm not sure what we were doing there. But they go, okay, if a cop comes, they're like, we're sorry, Rose, but just tell them that we were having a threesome. And I was like, what? And they go, no, just tell them that. So it was telling me what to say before we got busted for whatever. But they don't do that now, I hope. I'm just waiting. Maybe he will, because if he comes here, I'm in a feisty mood. I'll talk to him. I'll be like, why are you bothering me? I'm sitting here trying to eat a hamburger. Oh my God, it's so hot. I can't believe how hot it is. It's not even summer or anything yet. God, I'm dreading Bakersfield. I am. I'm like totally dreading this place. We're all so ready to move. But, I'm sorry, I'm eating. But, we have to kind of wait it out because we have to kind of stay in the area. Because we just got one more to get through school, so. And then we're out of here. We're out of here, man. I actually would like to go to Hawaii. That's kind of where I wanted to retire. Like, live in Hawaii. Or get one of those retirement villages in Florida. I don't know. I don't think I would like Florida. Like, it seemed nice. Like, when we went there, I went there twice. And both times, it seemed nice, no offense. But it wasn't happening. Like, that place, like, California is more happening than there. But the laws are worse, I guess. especially for a small business. I shouldn't have done a podcast till after I was done eating. Oh well. I had to have bacon. I mean, I woke up this morning, I mean, like yesterday, I just felt so good. Like, I feel so free. I really do. Like, I feel like, I don't know. I don't even know how to explain it. Like, I just feel like all the garbage, all the things that held me back, like all the things that mess with my emotions and all that stuff, it's all gone. Like, all of it is gone. Like, right now, I'm in a place of zero fucks. That's the word. Zero about anything. Like, anybody, anything. I am just free to do whatever the hell I want. I don't have to look over my back. I could care less. I could care less. You know, I'm like, that's how free I feel. I feel like, damn, I could do whatever I want. Just like, what am I going to do? So what I'm going to do is after we have dinner and stuff, I'm going to clean this weekend. I know it's not liberating for some, but for me, cleaning, it's like, yeah, I'm just going to clean the house. I'm going to cook some fancy food. And then next week, I'm going to just start doing my craft stuff and post them and do the little project I was talking about the other day. This hamburger is good. Oh my gosh. I can't chew it fast enough. I wish I had I think I have a blanket in the car. And I could just lay out here in the grass. Looks like an old lady in the grass. I was going to go, what is she doing? You know what? I haven't been to a park in a long time. I mean, I'm right in front of one. I don't see why I can't just, I should just go out there. And lay down. That'd be awesome. Because out here, I mean, some people go to parks for soccer, baseball, things like that, you know, because they have to. But out here, especially in the summertime and when it gets really hot, you don't go to parks. You know, they have parks. You can hang out maybe in the evening, but you don't spend the day at the park. You got to be high if you're going to spend the day at the park, because first of all, you're going to get sunstroke, heat stroke, and then you're going to get fried. Like right now, my left arm is totally dark again. That's from just 2 days of driving, maybe 45 minutes both ways. It is baked. But I had to wear a tank top because it was so hot. The cop is all watching me. I'm like, come up, come here. I dare you. I'm not that scared little girl anymore. Now I speak up. I speak up for myself. I stand up for myself. And I answer to nobody. I'm serious. Like, nobody. Nobody tells me what the fuck to do. or what I can and cannot do ever. Even those significant in my life, they know better. They know. Don't boss her around because she's going to fucking run. Just like, yeah, that's right. Okay. I'm almost done with my hamburger. I'm sorry. This is just like so unprofessional. I feel like some of those hosts that are always smacking on air. That is like my pet peeve, you know? Like when people have a show and they're smacking gum and all you hear is like with the gum, that's gross. That's like total ghetto. Like, that's horrible. Like trashy. Not ghetto. I guess more trashy. And that, or you hear them eating chips while they're talking. That drives me nuts too. Like, they'll be talking and you hear crunch, 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 crunch. It drives me insane. Okay. Well, I would put on music, but then I can't upload it. I mean, I can upload it, but I can't upload it to iHeart. I don't know if I lived in a nicer area, because I just saw this girl, and I guess that was her boyfriend, her husband dropped her off with her bike. It's a nice bike. I mean, the new bikes now, they look like beach cruisers, you know? They don't look like the old-fashioned 10-speed kind of thing. They look like beach cruisers, and they're colorful. And she had a cup holder, like a fancy cup holder, and a little thing in front, like she could hold things, like a little purse or something. I want one of those. If I could, I mean, I wonder if I could. It'd be weird because it's been so long, but I think that'd be, like, good for me. If I bought an actual bike. Like, Matthew has, like, a $800 bike. I don't know what it is, but he got it for one of his birthdays. I don't know what it is, though. And then, the other one has an expensive bike, too, but I'm the only one without a bike because I can't ride those. I have to ride, like, an easier bike so I can fit, you know, my feet can reach the floor kind of thing and stuff like that. So I think I'll do that. I don't know. I think that's a good idea. I think I should do that. But I don't know where I would ride. I mean, I'm sure there's things out here. It'd just be creepy. Like, what if I fell? I mean, I don't think I would, but what if I did? You know, that'd be, like, devastating. I'd actually break something. Okay, I'm almost done. And this is a total small hamburger, too. I don't know, I'm just chewing really slow. I'm savoring it. Think about it. I've been eating this. Let's see, how long has this podcast been going on? For 19 minutes. It's taken me almost a half hour to eat this little hamburger that only cost like $1.50. Okay, they pass by. They better pass by. You know, I'm an older disabled lady, man. They need to leave me alone. What's with these guys messing with women, older women all the time?
Bunch of women haters.
That's what I think. Like, men who do that, they just hate women in general. So that's why they get off on harassing older ladies. Makes them feel better. Makes them feel like men. Because they're such pussies, they can't go pick on another man. They have to pick on women. Because it makes them feel stronger. Because technically, men are stronger than women. Am I lying? No, I'm not. That's the truth. That's just life. All right. Okay, my hamburger's done. Now what? I guess a nap. I'm going to take a nap. I don't know. You know what I might do, I think? Since I'm a little wide awake and I'm a little bit hyper and have a lot of energy right now. Maybe I should just go ahead and walk this whole park. I think I'll do that. Because that will be, it looks like maybe it would be 2 miles if I may be, I'm going to come back all sweaty, but I think that would be a good workout. So if I just walk down there. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to walk this park. Get all this energy out. And then we'll have dinner after. All right. Well, I hope everybody has a wonderful weekend. Thanks for all the friendships and stuff during the week. And I will come support your shows if I'm around. I don't know yet because I really want to use this energy to get ahead in my stuff. So we'll see how it goes. And so in the meantime, everybody take care. If I don't see you this weekend, I will see you next week. Okay, later.